You are listening to an SAFM podcast, 104 to 107 nationwide. Stream us live on www.safm.co.za or via the SABC Plus app. SABC News, independent and impartial.
Such a trip.
The update that we have is that we had engagement with the leadership of the school, as well as the region, the district. This was a school trip. There are some information that we have, which really for me as the MEC worries me, you know, that sometimes schools they tend to want to do something and get away with it. When they get away with it, then there's no problem. It becomes an issue of saying a criminal is the one that has been caught. But if you have not been caught, then you are not a criminal. And it's really, really a difficult thing. But what is important that I want to send the message is that this is not the first time we find ourselves in the position that we find ourselves where there was a school trip and kids got exposed to water. And the last time, and what we've been saying consistently as a department, that if we are to take children where there's water, there needs to be a necessary precautions and steps that you need to take to ensure that the safety of the learners. And if those steps are not taken, it becomes a big issue to us at the head office. When you go on a school trip, I've always said, if there's water, you need to ensure that there's lifeguards in that area you're taking. We have the necessary capacity, internal capacity, beyond the capacity that you get where you are going, the capacity internally, meaning our own educators, our own support that we've geared and brought. We even went to an extent of really getting teacher assistants, the youth brigades, to assist. I mean, that is the additional capacity we provide into school to assist schools. The necessary approvals, and the approvals are there.
Well, Gauteng Education MEC Matume Chilwane briefing members of the media earlier about the deaths of the two boys, but he joins us on the line now for more.
Yes, the first thing obviously that I look for when such an incident is brought to my attention is where the steps followed. And the district came back. In fact, the region, Ekuruleni, chief director said he was not aware. The district director was not aware. The second manager was not aware. The IDSO, which is next in line, the one who's monitoring that school, he didn't even know that there was a school trip. So the school didn't apply, or let alone at least notify anyone at a higher structure of the trip. And secondly, they didn't take educators with them. It was just a social worker and 90 learners, and learners with special educational needs, you know, and those are very sensitive learners as to how you handle them. So there's only one person from the school who was with 90 learners. So it's a preliminary report that we have, but from our side, it's enough to take action against a few educators in the school. But then obviously then the law firm will give us the rest that we really need to also charge.
That's absolutely shocking, MEC, because given what has happened previously and cases that we've reported on and followed up on, as well as yourself as the Department of Education here in Gauteng in previous years, there must be a set of protocols in place that need to be followed.
No, they know. The schools are aware of it. Because obviously I took it up with the district and the chief director in the region. And I asked him, but did you not, are you not communicating protocol to school? Both the district and the district, they said, no, we do. They know what they need to do. So sometimes school can be adventurous, just spontaneously take trips, but not notify higher structures. They've done it, you know, and now it's come to light that this behavior tends to occur regularly, because what usually happens, if the trip is a day, the communication ends immediately with the IDSO, the district just notifying them that there's a school trip on a day. But when it's a few days and outside the province, it goes to a higher structure, the chief director and the DDG. When it's out of the country, it's when I approve it. So they know these protocols. As to why some schools didn't, as to why the school didn't do it, obviously, the why doesn't help now. You know, it's all about really taking action against those of who know they've yet, and they know very well that it was a, they've done wrong. So, but we'll have to keep on, you know, communicating and driving up this message to schools that don't, because what also they like to hide behind some of them is the disclaimer, the form they give to parents that they will not be held liable should anything happen to the child. It's not right, that thing.
No, it
isn't. It's not right. And I can't. No, it's not right. Exactly. It's what I keep on telling you. You don't do that. You know,
yeah, because those indemnity forms, MEC, is, you know, a discussion for another day, because that opens up a whole new can of worms, because I know many parents are very uncomfortable signing those indemnity forms. But as I say, that's a discussion for another day. But speaking of the parents, were they aware of the fact that this trip over a few days with learners with special needs would only have one social worker accompanying all these children? Were they aware of that?
That's what we're hoping to find out. We want the law firm to find out. They'll give us that report. But from the top of my eye, I really doubt that parents could have anticipated that it's only one social worker. I mean, the understanding as a parent yourself, you'd know that if your child goes on a trip, you're expecting educators to form part of that trip. Because firstly, the relationship between the children and the educators, it's parent relationship. And you know that when kids are exposed to something, they are more comfortable. So they need somebody they know, especially learners of special education. They form bonds with their educators. So those bonds are necessary when you undertake a trip, so that they can always relate. And when the child is this way, the educator can understand, okay, this kid's agitated. If these two kids can go out alone, this is the problem we can anticipate. Then they can be able to say, no, don't go, let us go, or let us do something else. So, but if that is not there in place, we find ourselves in this situation.
And I'll park it there for the time being, because I don't want us to speculate. As you said, this is just the preliminary report, and there are still so many answers that you need to get to the bottom of, because the facility that provides these skills and who took these children on the excursion, Rising Stars Generation, are they registered with the department, and how often do they do these sorts of trips? Have you been able to establish that, MEC?
We don't have a panel of or a police shop or a pre-approved service providers for this type of activities, facilitators, monitoring. We don't have it. So schools are able to, you know, procure the services based on the allocation we give them. So we don't have, but with what is happening of late and the report, what we are dealing with, we are looking into having a pre-approved venues. We're going to set up a pre-approved venues who meet a set standards. That these are the venues, if you want to undertake a camping, these are the only venues we're going to consider. And those are venues that we will say, these are venues that meet our minimum standard of the support that they will get in when the school goes there. We have to take that route. It was not really a route that we would have wanted to take, but would have to take. But this other one is a different aspect. I don't know how they've been brought into the school, but we know that we do give schools allocations so that they can undertake such services.
So opportunity there to tighten up on a few more loopholes. But just in as we wrap this up, MEC, you did highlight during that briefing that your department is contracting the services of a legal firm that investigated a previous case. Are you able to tell us which legal firm that is?
That's a supply chain matter. Obviously, it has to undergo the the normal route. So I don't know what is going to come up, but they need to meet our requirements and the costing, whatever. Then whoever comes, then is the person that I'll introduce. But so far, I can't say who it is. I don't know.
Right. I think let's park it there for the time being, MEC, until some of these answers are, you know, at your disposal and we can speak more factually to it. But for now, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time. Gauteng Education MEC Matume Chilwane with further details on what happened, at least at that drowning incident on Monday, where two learners unfortunately lost their lives. So this is, of course, part of the preliminary investigation revelations, and we'll wait until there's more that we can share with you factually.
You can find SAFM Current Affairs on 104 to 107 nationwide. Our podcasts are available for download on all our digital platforms. SAFM, leading the conversation.